You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
You're very welcome to another Sound Vision Online podcast. We're talking technology again in our Tech That feature. Across the desk from me is Jackie Brown. Jackie, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
And I believe you've got another little box of tricks with you today, haven't you?
Yes, I have. This is the new kid on the block, if you like. This is called the Blaze ET, and it's a product manufactured in Korea by a company called HIMS, and it's distributed in the UK by Sight and Sound Technology. And it's basically a multiplayer. It has DAISY, music, web radio, OCR recognition, colour recognition. So basically, it's a bit of everything.
That is quite impressive. It's a lot of very useful features in a, well, I mean, I'm sure Jackie will tell us more, but it's basically the size of a phone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's slightly thicker than a phone, but it is about the size in length and width as a smartphone. But what it has is a very nice tactile keypad on the face of the unit. It has stereo speakers as well. It has voice guidance through everything. And the keypad is really nice for people that have perhaps dexterity issues, or, you know, a lot of people can't use smartphones because of the touch screens. So this is a sort of an alternative. While it isn't a phone, it's got a lot of everything, really.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, let's go through a few of the features, seeing as you have it here with you today.
Okay, Sight and Sound very kindly loaned me this to play with for a few days, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to come in and let you hear the voice. It's a male or female voice on it. The male's set to Graham at the moment.
Graham?
Yep.
Who's Graham?
He's an a cappella male voice.
Oh, very good.
And if I just go through...
Sorry. I just once you give these voices names, I mean, my imagination runs wild. You start picturing a person.
Don't think we should go there, Joe.
Any road.
Yes. Back to the serious stuff of the menu. When it starts up, it gives a friendly chime, and I've got it on, so we're actually at the main menu at the moment. So if I press the down arrow, we'll go through each of the options and you can hear what it has on offer.
Okay.
Media player.
So we have media player, which is where, you know, obviously your music would be. You can copy or all your files, just connect it to your computer and you can copy all your music files into the media player.
Would that be via USB?
Yes.
Ah, very good, yeah. Very good.
So there's no software required. It's just a drag and drop sort of scenario.
That would appear in your computer folder along with
it
your...
It does. It comes up as a Blaze portable external drive, and it has 12 gig of RAM internal storage. You've also got an SD card slot on the side, and you can put up to 32 gig of SD storage in there. So it's quite, you know, it's quite
powerful.
A good.
Yep. Okay.
Book reader.
Yeah, this is where your DAISY books would be. You know, and you could go in here and read all your DAISY books. It has all the usual DAISY navigation features that you would expect a good player of this quality to have.
Radio.
This is an FM radio, so you need to wear headphones if you're going to try and use the radio. It's not very good without the headphones. Mm-hmm. That acts as an aerial. So you have an FM radio in there.
OCR.
Oh, and that's
now, OCR, yep, that's your recognition, because it has on the back a 5-megapixel camera. So it will... you know, scan your documents and packaging and things like that. And it's really useful to have in your pocket if you're going out somewhere and you want to, say, read a menu or, you know, a sign or something like that. It is really quite good. And you can scan multiple documents and you can save them. And you can also open other documents in there as well that you've scanned before. So that's quite useful. There's also an accessory pack, which is a separate purchase, but it has a metal stand and you can fit the Blaze on top, and you can then, you know, scan without trying to level up the camera on over the document yourself. So it makes it easier if you've perhaps got, you know, you're a bit shaky or you're not aligning the camera properly. So
I must admit that's something I do struggle with. Like, I mean, I'm a smartphone user and I do find sometimes it's okay pointing the camera, but if you're totally blind, perhaps you don't even know if you're maybe pointing it crooked or you know, off the edge of the page slightly.
That's right,
or
and it does take a bit of practice to align it properly. There are different sort of reports that you can get whether you're holding the camera straight or whatever, but it does take practice when you don't have any sight, as we're in that situation. So this is good though if you want to use the stand, but it is an extra purchase. But you do get an extra battery and you get a charging cradle as well and a spare charger, so the extra pack is available if you want it.
Okay.
What else do we have?
Web radio.
Mm.
Web radio. This is good.
This bit particularly interested me. Now.
Yeah. This is really good. I like this as well. Web radio is. You can go in here. I've connected to RNIB's Wi-Fi on this, so it means that I can go in here and stream if I want to. And once we've gone through the menu, I'll show you how to do that. It's very easy. You can add stations. You can search for stations by genre, country. You know, it is really quite a good little web radio, and it's very quick to connect as well to it.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasts.
It doesn't say it properly, but it's podcasts. So here you've got the ability to download SoundVision Online or any other podcasts you like listening to. You can search for them and you can download them and listen to them on this.
Mm-hmm.
Library services.
This isn't so much applicable to the UK.
Utilities. Pull down.
Utilities. Well, in here you've got all sorts of things like a colour recogniser. You have Bluetooth. You've got a calculator and you've got a memo facility. So you could use, a little, if you had somebody gave you a telephone number, you could actually type it in using text language, and obviously it has a recorder as well. It's quite a good voice recorder. So you can record long lectures or meetings, or you could just take short notes, whatever. So
yeah, shopping list or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. There is a lot of functionality, you know, in using the actual memo application or the recorder application.
External apps.
Now, there's only one in there at the moment, but it's a very useful one, and I've been playing around with this quite a lot at home. It's Skype. So you can actually sign in and sit in your armchair or settee, whatever, away from the computer and Skype somebody. So it's a bit like holding your phone in your hand and you use the inbuilt microphone to speak to people. And I've actually tried it and it's really good. So that's actually one that is one of the features on this that isn't available on any other multimedia player at the moment. So it is quite powerful.
This really is a box of tricks, isn't it?
It is. And it's really good for people who perhaps are not advanced computer users. For people who just want a one-stop shop, this is a sort of a really nice little package.
Options.
And then we have options where you can set the speed, the pitch, the volume, all kinds of things in here. You can turn on Bluetooth and you can connect to, you know, your Wi-Fi. That's where you do all that sort of thing.
So potentially, like, if you're into listening to music, you could connect that to like one of these Bluetooth speakers, etc. And
you can
all that, yeah.
Yep, you can. Very indeed. Good. Yeah, you can connect it to headsets and stuff like that. So it is, you know, it is a really versatile piece of equipment. And then we're back to file manager, and in here you would go in, create your folders, delete stuff, rename stuff, just as you would on a computer. So that's it, really. That's the menu.
Okay, so I suppose the question that's on everybody's lips is how much, Jackie? What do these retail at?
Yeah, this is the only downside, I think. It's £525.
Now, I mean, I should say, before you go, wow, that's a lot of money. Yes, it is, but I mean, I'm quite impressed with the amount of functionality that's in that. It really is quite something.
Yeah, it sounds expensive when you say that, but it does offer, you know, a good range of features. You know, if you want to find out the colour of your trousers or a shirt or something, I mean, it might not be perfect, but as good
let's
as...
Let's try it there. Know, let's give us a go.
Okay, let's see if we can...
color reader ready.
Okay, begin. So to see what begin, color top you're wearing there, okay. Jackie.
And what it does is it uses the camera, the 5-megapixel camera, to take a picture. So you just hold that over the garment. I'm pointing it kind of at my trousers, and if I just press.
Oh, that was quite evidently a photo being taken. Oh,
colors recognized black.
And that's actually right, because I'm wearing black jeans. So that's that is actually quite good.
That's really quite quick. I mean, you do have to give it like a second to process, but
yeah.
You know, that's quite good there now.
And it gives you, you know, the noise of the camera you know, taking the picture.
So you've confirmation there that it did take a photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, so that is quite, you know, quite useful. It gives you some idea anyway. And if you want to just back out of that, then you just...
Exiting colour reader.
Well, Jackie, that is fascinating. I must admit, colour detectors, I mean, to get a good one, I find quite difficult sometimes.
They're quite expensive as well. You know, colour detectors on their own, you know, if you buy one of the CareTech standalone ones, they're very good, but they are expensive. So when you consider that this unit has got OCR on it and a colour recogniser, it has Skype, you can use Bluetooth, you know, wireless. It is quite a nice little piece of kit, really.
Tell you what, but just before we head on, I mean, obviously we could talk for hours on this because it really is quite a versatile piece of kit. But I mean, I don't know. Let's have a look at the web radio.
Okay, well, I'm at web radio, so I'll just go in.
Creating channel list.
It always says that when you go in.
So it's basically kind of getting online and sort of checking
it's,
out.
It's getting the up to date database.
Channel list creation complete. 181 FM. Smooth antenna of 153 list item.
Right, it's put a whole load of stations in there. It has put all sorts of stations in there. There's every genre you could think about. So if I just enter on whatever one is highlighted, it says a smooth one.
I like the fact it's got a beep there as a progress beep.
Famous Swedish person Ulrika Johnson here.
Not quite sure what we've just arrived in the middle of there, Jackie.
No. Well, we just press the back button to get out of it.
Or 181.
Oh, that stops it, and then we're back at the menu.
Nature 71 of 153.
Here we are. We're getting some relaxing...
Oh, that's great.
It's lovely. We're getting the sea.
We're just drifting off here, folks. We've got a bit of the sea... Some calming, tranquil music.
Yes.
Well, before we drift off, Jackie, that is fantastic. So that's basically that's looking for web radio stations.
You can search for them yourself, of course. You can have all the BBC stations. And the other good thing about this unit as well is that instead of going up and down the arrows, using the arrow keys to go through the menu options, you've actually got direct key presses as well. So, for instance, if you wanted, say, memo, I think it's number 7, you've got a direct OCR button as well. So it is, you know, really quite intuitive as well. It's called the Blaze ET, and it's made by HIMS. The UK dealer is Sight and Sound Technology. If you want to give them a call, it's 01604 798 070. And it is priced at £525. That's without the VAT. So if you're VAT exempt, then that's the price. The extra accessory pack with the stand and the cradle is £97.
Great. Well, Jackie, thank you as always for your insight and your knowledge. And hopefully we'll be joining you again soon when you're going to have something else to show us.
Yep, hope so. Thanks very much.
Of course, we always love to hear from you here on Sound Vision Online. You can find us at www.soundvisiononline.co.uk. You can email us at soundvisiononline@rnib.org.uk or just give us a call on 02890 329 373.
RNIB Northern Ireland. Supporting people with sight loss.